T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show here on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network. Just got off the phone with Saints head coach Sean Payton, and Bobby and I are now joined by Saints defensive backs coach Aaron Glenn. Coach, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, and we appreciate the time. I know always busy, and I'm sure tonight you guys are getting geared up to watch a little Monday Night Football. It's probably a nice little change of pace for you guys.
Yeah, it is. Looking forward to it.
Coach, obviously there's been issues on the back end with, you know, unfortunately not so much guys not being able to cover or not having the capability or ability to cover, but it seems to have been more of an issue this season with guys not being in the right places, guys running free. Yeah. And I know, you know, I know Bobby too. Certainly probably Bobby more on the radio, and me more just walking around town. You get a lot of questions about it, and I think it's a little bit hard for most of us, and certainly me having been around the building, to understand where it all came from, considering what an outstanding training camp this group had. And so my question for you is what do you think has caused a group that had largely been together last year to suddenly have – some of these issues with just the
bust they cover
scheme of the coverages? Yeah.
Yeah. I would say this first and foremost, that Marshawn and Marcus Williams, they have been playing a lot of football together for a long time. And the one thing that we don't do is we don't run away from issues like we're having right now. All right. We try to hit those things head on. And there's no doubt that the frustration has built up, not just with the coaching staff, but the players also. So those guys, they take it upon themselves to really work hard at trying to fix these issues. And I will say this, that when you really, really look at it, number one, Malcolm Jenkins, a new player on this team, and he's understanding how we operate. Secondly, actually, Janoris Jenkins is still a new player when you think about it. And he's still trying to operate understand how we operate. Now, he understands a whole lot better because he's been through training camp and past that years, but he's still a new player. And the thing is that we have to come together as a group, communication-wise, understanding-wise. And for the most part, and I will say this, is, man, listen, we don't have to try to force making plays. Let the plays come to us, all right? In the world of Twitter, in the world of Instagram, I think a lot of these young kids right now, they buy into that stuff and they read that stuff. And when they hear all this, we got to do this, got to do that. And then they get to a point where I got to go make a play. And then you jump out of your responsibility and it becomes a discipline issue to where, man, let's just do what we do and we'll be fine. And I will say this, I got to continue to do a better job. The players got to continue to do a better job, and we will do a better job as we move forward.
Now, Coach Glenn, I know all the defensive coaches, they get together, and, you know, Coach Allen, when he dials up like a blitz, and,
yeah,
and you have that free rusher. I know there was a case against Justin Herbert with Malcolm Jenkins. Come on, don't let him get outside. He gets outside, he throws a touchdown. And then this happened against Teddy. Chauncey Garner, C.D. Deuce is coming through, and then he misses a sack. That has to frustrate you, especially, are they over-anxious not going outside in? Because they know to have containment, and I know quarterbacks can be athletic and make a miss, but you got to be able to get those sacks.
Well, I will tell you this. In this league, rarely do you ever have a chance to have a free rusher like that. Now, I think for the most part, when guys are free and they do get a chance to have a free hit the quarterback, the first thing they're thinking about is, I'm trying to run through this guy. When the most important part is, man, let's get the guy down. All right, so that has to be a technical issue. It's also what you said before of being over-anxious because they are a free runner. So, man, the most important thing is trying to get to the quarterback and just get the guy down. We've had two instances where you were right. That did happen. All right. So we got to make sure we look at the tape and do a really good job of saying, listen, we have to get ready to track that top shoulder. So if he do try to spin out, he's going to spin right into us. Or else if he doesn't, man, we get the sack. So guys just got to not be over anxious about making the play. All right. But just understand how to make the play and go finish it.
Now, Coach Glenn, you look at a number of teams now. Nickel could be their base. If they have four-man front, they go in with two linebackers, and they always have that extra DB. Now, when you're looking at that, so to speak, like nickel coverage, does it depend on the opponent whether you'd have Patrick Robinson in on that nickel or Chauncey Garner? How do y'all evaluate? Is that more game-to-game? Who's going to get more snaps or what?
No, first of all, we have a starting group that we use, and whenever we have injuries, all right, we have the next guy that steps up, all right. So when you look at our corners, you have Marshawn, you have Jackrabbit, all right, and then our nickel would be Ducey, all right, and then according to our safety is going to be Marcus Williams and
Malcolm
Jenkins, yeah. So if something was to happen to any one of our corners, I mean Patrick Robinson is the first guy to step up. All right, so he'll step up on the outside, all right? And then we have the opportunity to put P.J. Williams at the nickel if something was to happen to our nickel, all right? Also, we have Patrick Robinson that can play our nickel, all right? So what we do is once any one of those guys go down, we just got our next guy that steps up, all right? So for the outside, when Marshawn went down, all right, or when Janoris went down, Patrick Robinson stood up, all right? And then you can see where Janoris went down, P.J. came in to play the corner. The good thing about P.J. is P.J. can play every position in our back end, all right? And that's a valuable tool for us to have. So it's just the next man up, right, if somebody goes down.
Talking with defensive backs coach for the New Orleans Saints, Aaron Glenn. Coach, when some of this stuff happens, I'm always a little bit fascinated by this, and we had a little bit of time to look yesterday. When you have the blown coverage and the guys come to the sideline, as a coach, how do you balance your personal frustrations with trying to, hey, I've got to communicate back into this? But I also, I'm sure you get frustrated with the reality, something that you know that they know. You know that they know how to play the coverage correctly. You know that you went over it. How do you kind of balance that as a coach and play that role of, I'm going to teach and I want to be a teacher, but I also want to motivate this guy or maybe even I want to get on this guy a little bit and see if that helps?
Well, I would say this. I think game time is totally different than practice time. All right, when we're in a game, we have an issue like that. The first thing that, and I think it's just my personality also, is I don't panic. You have a lot of coaches that do panic and go crazy and start to yell. I mean, that's just not my nature, right? And the reason it's not my nature because I want my players to always know that I'm going to be under control. And I'm going to want to talk through this issue and want to understand, okay, why do we have this blown coverage, right? For the most part, I would know why, but I want to hear from them because I think a lot of times when they can tell you and they can coach themselves and say, okay, this is what I did wrong, I think it's better learning for those guys. All right, so even though the frustration was there, all right, you always got to try to talk through it. You try to make sure those things don't happen again. I think that's the most important thing, game time. Now, if we're in practice, oh, yeah, I can get on them a little bit because they understand that just can't happen, all right? And that's just how I operate as a coach, right? Game time, man, we're trying to make sure that the players are confident, want to make sure that the communication is there. And I try to make sure that happens, right? Because the most important thing on game day for a player is confidence, right? You never want to kill a player's confidence by going crazy and doing things like that during the middle of a game. So I try to keep them lifted up because we still have a lot more game left, right? So I want to make that player as confident as possible during the game.
Now, Coach Glenn, looking at Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, C.D. Deuce, I thought that was maybe one of his poorest halves of football in that first half, particularly in coverage. I talked about that sack that he missed. But is it his eyes at times? Maybe he's peeking and trying to do too much? Because I know coaches always tell players just do your damn job and don't worry about doing somebody else's job. And does that come into play a lot about your eyes and making sure your eyes are right with your assignment?
Well, I think that's one of the most important things that a defensive back has to work on is their eye discipline. For the most part, especially in pass coverage, all right, because players want to make plays so bad that they feel like sometimes they have to get a chance to peek at that quarterback. And usually once they peek at that quarterback, their receiver uncovers from them. Players have to really understand that, man, if I can keep my eye on my receiver, I can close faster. If everything is going in one direction, all right, I can close faster. So you don't need that peek, all right? Just make sure you keep your eyes on that man and close to that man. As you close to that man, all right, it helps you with two things. Number one, it helps you with the double move, all right, so you won't get beat on double moves. Number two, it helps you either in close fast because everything is going in one direction, all right? And sometimes it's hard for players to believe that because they want to take that look, all right? But for the most part, I think Ducey does that for the most part, all right? Now, does he have to continue to work on it? Absolutely, all right? And I got to continue to emphasize it, all right? But the thing is, there's some good players in this league, all right? And there's going to be some players going to make some plays on you, all right? But the most important thing is I got to make sure I stop my guy from catching the ball, all right? And that's what our guys have to do.
Saints defensive backs coach Aaron Glenn, and one of the best. Coach, I have a lot of confidence that you'll get those guys straightened out. I know they're getting excellent teaching during the week, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys up in Chicago.
Well, and Coach Glenn, I can tell you what, I tell the fans I watch you in practice that I know you know what the hell you're doing. You know, I look at Coach, I said, man, no, he knows what he's doing. The players got to do it. I mean, they got to be disciplined. The players play. I know you're pointing them in the right direction. So I just want to tell you, I'm not just telling you because you're on, because I've said that a number of times on the radio. They got the right coach. It's not the coach, but ultimately you're going to be held accountable because the players don't perform.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, and that's the one thing about me. I'm always putting myself first, all right, because I am the coach, all right, and I have to make sure that those guys operate correctly. And no matter how long I coach, I will always say that. So, but I'll tell you this, because I have confidence in these players, I have confidence in myself, I'm going to have confidence in this team, all right. This thing will be fixed, all right, and it will get better as we move on. I can guarantee you that.
AG, thank you very much, man. We appreciate the time.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach Glenn.
All right. Coach Aaron Glenn, assistant coach for the New Orleans Saints defensive backs. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.